This is about purchases returns, a part of the VC accounting course, Unit 4. Purchases returns, this is when the stock goes from the business back to its original supplier or creditor. So stock is moving from the business back to its creditor or supplier. Why would this happen? Why would there be a purchase that's now been returned? Probably the most common reason would be that the stock was damaged. So the business opens up the stock, for example, and it's damaged in some way. So it contacts the creditor, contacts the supplier, and says, look, we've just received the delivery of the stock. It's damaged. It's not in good shape. They have a conversation, and depending on the relationship between the creditor, supplier, and the business, they negotiate a return. So the business returns that stock back to the creditor or supplier, who then issues a document to evidence the transaction. So it's the creditor or the supplier who is creating the document to evidence the purchase return. And that document is called a credit note. So the credit note is the document which is the evidence of the purchaser's return. It's produced by the creditor, by the supplier, and sent back to the business as the documentary evidence. So the business will receive the original copy of the credit note, and the creditor or supplier will maintain a copy for its own records. So purchases return, stock going back to the supplier, usually because it's damaged. It might be that they ordered X and received Y. It could be that there's some other reason, but there's been a negotiation, an agreement, and the stock has moved back to the supplier. It's worth noting that in the VCE course, there are no cash returns. So the only purchaser's returns will be back to a creditor. So we're not talking about cash transactions here. We're just talking about returns to creditors. Okay, so we've received the credit note, which is the documentary evidence, and now we have to record that in the records of the business. So there'll be a stock card, of course, because we're dealing with the perpetual stock system. So the business must record the purchaser's return in the out column of its stock card and reduce its balance in the stock card. Stock going out, going back, is recorded in the out column. Of course, the stock card must include the document number if that's provided. So credit note X, whatever it is, include that in the details column of the stock card and record the value of the return in the out column of the stock card. It's also worth noting that FIFO is not relevant to purchasers' returns. FIFO is not relevant to purchasers' returns. It is the creditor who determines the value of the return on the credit note, not the business who returned the stock. It's the actual original supplier who determines the value of the return. So once that has been negotiated, once that has been documented, the business now has that information on the credit note, and it then uses that information to record the value in the out column. So FIFO is irrelevant. It'll be given to you. The value that's relevant will be on the credit note. As well as the stock card, of course, we must record the purchaser's return in the journals. Now, some businesses would have a separate purchaser's returns journal, but the VCE course says we're going to record purchaser's returns in the general journal only. So you have to know what the debits and credits are, obviously, to record a purchaser's return in the general journal. We're assuming that we're using control accounts, of course, so the entries will include not only the general ledger columns of the general journal, it will also include the subsidiary ledger columns of the general journal. So the debit will be to creditors' control, and that'll be the full amount of the return, including GST, to reduce the liability to the creditor because you've returned stock. As well as that debit to creditors' control, there'll be a debit to the individual creditor in the subsidiary ledger column, the debit column of the subsidiary ledger. So debit creditors control, debit the individual creditor. And there's two credits. One is the stock control, that's to reduce the value of the stock because you just returned stock. And that, of course, excludes GST. It's exactly the same figure that appears in the stock card. So it's a credit to stock control, and the other debit is to GST clearing. If you think about it, when you originally had the credit purchase, that would have been recorded in the debit side of the GST clearing account. Now that there is a purchaser's return, you are cancelling out that original debit entry by making a credit entry to the GST clearing account. So the debit is to creditors control, the debit is to the individual creditor, and there's two credits. One is to stock control, one is to the GST clearing account. And of course, you should include a narration which includes the document number, unless the question says do not worry about the narration. You just have to remember the debits and credits that are involved in a purchaser's return. You have to write it out on a piece of paper. You have to visualize it. You have to go over it in your mind. Because in a moment we're about to learn sales returns, which is a bit more complicated again. So that's just one of those things you need to know. Debit creditors control, debit the individual creditor, credit stock control, credit GST clearing. And of course, you have to know how to do that in the general ledger and the subsidiary ledger, as well as the general journal. You'll never be asked to do both at the same time, but we don't know which method will be asked on the exam. What's the effect on the accounting equation of a purchaser's return? What is the effect on the accounting equation? It's worth noting, did I say before? I can't remember, but there is no such ledger account called purchaser's returns. So even though we call this transaction purchaser's returns, there is no ledger account, there is no account called purchaser's returns. That's worth remembering. Okay, let's go back to the accounting equation. How does it impact on the accounting equation? So visualize assets equals liabilities plus owner's equity. Let's consider the effect on the assets. Purchaser's returns will decrease your stock control. Stock has gone back to the supplier, so assets will be reduced. Liabilities, have a think about liabilities. You will decrease your creditor's control by the full amount of the return, including GST. But GST itself will go up by the value of the GST, so you have to work out a net change to liabilities. A decrease in creditor's control by the full amount, and an increase in GST by the GST amount to give you a net decrease. And of course, there's no impact on owner's equity. So decrease in assets, decrease in liabilities, that's the simple answer. But with liabilities, it's made up of a decrease in creditor's control and an increase in the GST component. Let's talk about the reports, the cash flow statement. There's no impact on the cash flow statement because we're talking about a return to a creditor. There are no cashes changing hands, so no impact on the cash flow statement. Of course, if you think about it, if we have purchases returns, that in the future you'll be paying that particular creditor less cash, or unless, of course, you get a complete replacement straight away. But there is no impact on the cash flow statement due to purchaser's returns because the VCE course excludes cash returns. We're just talking about credit returns. Profit and loss statement, the same answer. No impact on the profit loss statement. Purchaser's returns does not impact on revenues, does not impact on expenses. It does not meet the definition of either of those terms, so therefore it has no impact on the profit and loss statement. The balance sheet, yes, it does affect the balance sheet. We've just talked about that with the accounting equation. There'll be a reduction in the stock, of course, stock control, by the amount excluding GST. And of course, liabilities section, we talked about a decrease in the creditor's control by the full amount, including GST. And we also noted an increase in GST by the value of the GST component of the purchaser's return. That's the end of the discussion on purchaser's returns.